Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I spend a great deal of my time thinking about business, thinking about how things work, thinking about how it fits into life, and, I really enjoy doing that. You know, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to come up with thoughts or original thoughts or to explore business in my mind or explore life in general and really go from one thing to another and one thought to another to another to another and get perspective on things. And it occurs to me that we can talk about the most important job in the world. It doesn't matter what country you live in. It doesn't matter what culture you come from. It doesn't matter where on the globe you are. The most important job in the world is being a parent. That's it. I mean, there is nothing more important than that, because the future generation is what's going to continue on. They're the people who are going to create the world-famous novel. They're going to find the cures for diseases. They're going to become the doctors, the lawyers, the business people. They're going to become the future, because the children are the future. So the most important thing anyone can do who is a parent is really understand their children. And when you do have children and you watch them grow up, you start to see things. Like, you know, if a child is not feeling well, the mother will know that the child's not feeling well before it actually happens. There'll be just some shift in the behavior. Or if they're having a problem in school and things are not going well, there's some little shift in behavior that the parents pick up and they explore and they find out what's going on. Well, that's kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? They know their children so well that they know exactly what the behavior, when there's that little shift, they've got to really dig into it and find out what's going on. Now, of course, your employees are not children. They're grown-up men and women, and they have rights to their own privacy. But we're only talking about business here. And when we start to see that little bit of shift, when our salespeople are off and they're not selling what they did sell before, and they're not prospecting the way they did before, or the shipping department just, you know, they were just getting everything out on time, and all of a sudden it's just not right. You can feel it. Or the front office or any part of your business. You have to be in tune with your business. Sometimes people are more in tune with their cars than they are with their business. They know the feel of their car. They know when something's just not working right. They take it into the shop and they get it fixed. Now, of course, people are not machines. I'm not comparing them to machines. All I'm saying is that you need to be aware of what's going on. You need to feel. You need to understand. You need to see when there's a slight shift in the behavior of the person, when they're not being as productive as they once were, or when you just realize that there's some tension in the business or some people just aren't getting along, so you can dig into it and solve the problem. Now, there's always a possibility you can't solve the problem and you'll never understand why things are the way they are and why the salesperson's volume is going down and what's going on, and we have no right to intrude in their personal life, and I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just suggesting that you pay attention to what's going on in your business. And in any part of your business, when you feel or see that subtle shift, it could be a customer where all of a sudden they're not quite as accessible as they were. Or you could see it could be a supplier, a vendor, who all of a sudden would ship to you on time and everything would be great. And all of a sudden the quality is just not what it should be and the shipping time is not what it should be. Pay attention. Pay attention to every little shift in your business and you will catch the problem before it gets out of hand, before it gets to be a real problem. You'll be able to solve it. You'll be able to work your way through it just by being aware of what's actually going on in your business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.